It seemed like he was dodging the question when he was asked about it during the campaign, but Donald Trump declared repeatedly and definitively that abortion, in his view, is a matter for states to decide, independent of the federal government. Well, the state of Ohio apparently heard that as an invitation. In a sneaky late-night session this week, the Ohio General Assembly passed what is, in effect, a total ban on abortions, if it is signed into law by Ohio Governor John Kasich. Jennifer Branch, attorney at Gerhard Stein and Branch in Cincinnati. I don't get it. Isn't there a federally protected right for a woman to get an abortion?
Since 1973, the U.S. Constitution has protected a woman's right to have an abortion, and this law will completely gut that constitutional right.
And for a long time, anti-abortion groups have focused on the very end of the term as a way of getting regulations stiffened around the, you know, late-term abortion idea. This is a first attempt to really go at the very, very beginnings of the fetal life.
Ohio has been restricting a woman's right to have an abortion since the beginning. And usually it's been barriers put in their place and things that are done to shame the woman into having an abortion. They put these barriers up. You have to wait 24 hours before you can have an abortion. You have to look at our state-mandated materials. The anti-abortion people can stand on the sidewalk with signs and yell and scream at a woman. And then Ohio passed a different heartbeat bill, which was now a doctor has to do an ultrasound and show the woman the heartbeat on the ultrasound, let her hear the heartbeat if she wants to. All these things Ohio has done to shame them. Now this bill is to punish women because there is no exception. If a woman's life is at stake and she needs to have an abortion, if a woman has been raped...
Well, let's hold on to that for a second because there's a scenario that a lot of women are aware of and fear. It's relatively rare, but still significant. I mean, an ectopic pregnancy, you can hear a heartbeat of a fetus that has essentially implanted in a place in the woman's body where it cannot survive, and if it gets larger, can actually kill the woman.
It's unclear whether this bill would punish the doctor, which would be a felony and a prison sentence, a loss of a license, litigation, punish the woman because she can't have an abortion in a serious medical situation like that. This is a way to ban all abortions in Ohio and not allow the exceptions that the U.S. Supreme Court has always required.
Is there any legal doctrine here? I mean, can you vault ahead of the Roe v. Wade formula for determining when an abortion is legal or not by accepting this heartbeat equals American citizen kind of notion that comes in this bill? If you can hear a heartbeat, we're already basically outside of the Roe v. Wade timetable.
As a lawyer, we don't use Roe v. Wade anymore. The only people that talk about Roe v. Wade are politicians and anti-abortion activists. The law has advanced, and it's really viability. If a pregnancy is viable, then there cannot be an abortion. That's been the law in Ohio for a very long time. This bill is not tackling the issue of viability, because Ohio already has those bills in place. This is really prohibiting abortion outright.
By equating viability with heartbeat?
Well, by equating heartbeat with the ban. If the heartbeat is not going to be heard until 6 weeks, and as soon as 6 weeks occurs, there's a heartbeat, now that means that in a practical sense, a woman doesn't even know she's pregnant. Because, you know, there's a four-week cycle. At 4 weeks, hey, I didn't get my period. Now what? Well, maybe you wait a couple of days, and then you take a pregnancy test, and then you call the clinic and ask to have an appointment. It's already going to be too late because you have to wait. And abortion providers aren't going to be able to stay providing these services if they're only going to be doing abortions for a two-week window.
Jennifer Branch is an attorney at Gerhard Stein and Branch, a firm representing abortion providers in Ohio.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.